Stimulating the soul with a new musical experience. The Diamond Soul Experience.
The Diamond Soul Experience on the all-new Hot 107.7.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. But still, Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got ample time to do this. Have you shot up? Thought you knew this. I'm crumbling. No type of homeless. Selling my sacks. Watching my back. Wetting them up like slits. Leaving them in they flesh. Up foot. The clock is ticking. Niggas from my block is missing. I'm putting it down like it be hot before we all get shot. Got only so much time in this bag. Me to be claiming pro, but I be saying they procrastinating. Settling for less, better be ready when they roll up in your nest and sink one in your chest. And you's gone up out of here for good. Y'all be bobbing back and forth to let me know you understood. Yeah, what's up?
So much time left in this green world. Yeah. Just coming in there.
Oh no.
With your boy, I know it's been a little while since we had a little fun. Smoke one with your foe, drink one with your boy. I know it's been a little while since we had a little fun. Fancy running into you again at this place, at this time. All the memories are rushing back again. My old friend, how you been doing? Yeah. Somebody told me that you live down here. Somebody told me you bought a crib down here. Maybe I can check it out. I could swing by the house. Maybe I could talk you into doing something bad.
Smoke one with your boy. Drink one with your boy. I know it's been a little while since we had a little fun. Smoke one with your boy. Drink one with your boy.
Gotta catch up on
the smallest
time
since we had a little fun.
Still on my head, barely got the cold out my eyes.
Reflecting
about the conversation we had last night, and I'm reminded of why I do the things I do just for you, I don't have to think twice.
I do it cause it real with
oh, yeah.
Me. I do it cause it's still with me.
I
do it cause I should. I do it cause you're good for me. Good
so, so
me. Do it cause I trust. I do it cause I must, and I'm doing it for us. I do it cause I'm grateful, willing and able.
I do it for you, cause you do it for me.
Every day dreaming, thinking about rings and switching up my whole lifestyle. I call you on the phone.
Birmingham, you're checking out my man DJ Radu on the Diamond Soul Experience.
Hey.
Experience
on the all new Hot 107.7.
We'll be right back. Steve. What's up, my people? This is Jimmy Brown, Surround, the Afrobionic, representing Aruba Records. Chilling with Birmingham's number one soul brother, DJ Radu, on the Diamond Soul Experience. One love always. Steve Brown. Peace.
But things got worse, and we couldn't stand the weather. I was a fool indeed, thinking I was in love. It was plain to see. It was plain to see that my thoughts were wrong about you. I'm surprised that it even lasted as long. You played me like I was a sad love song, then had me going back and forth like I was a game of ping pong. Then you say that it was destined to be, but I didn't take your words literally. So I'm down and out over you, and you got the nerve to do what you do. I said I'm down and out and over you, and you got the nerve to do what you do. I said I'm down and out and over you, you got the nerve to do what you do. You got the nerve to do what you do.
All this time I thought we would be together, but things got worse than we
couldn't stand the weather, I was a fool indeed. Thinking I was in love, it was plain to see.
It was plain to see that you were a fool.
A fool indeed, how dumb are we? You let a good thing go, but that's okay. Cause I got another one to take your place.
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 Take your place. Oh, take your place.
IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man, Birmingham's number one soul brother, DJ Raju, right here on the Diamond Soul Experience. And I'm putting it down with the most beautiful in Dumby.
Hey, Raju, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you feeling today?
I'm doing really well. A lot's going on, a lot of good stuff, and I'm excited about all of it.
Hey, I'm happy to hear that. I guess we'll start with the origin. Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
It's a nice community of artists over there from Dallas. Gino Young, Carmen Rogers, and of course, Erykah Badu. So, what's in the water over there in Dallas? How'd you get started?
Well, I got started in church.
Okay.
That was the biggest influence. Well, my father was the pastor of a church, and I was singing in a choir. That's really kind of where it all kind of started. And then that was enhanced with, playing instruments, but I got started in church.
All right, so what instruments do you play?
Really, my thing is piano. I'm working on, enhancing my piano with other skills, bass and guitar.
So is that where the Nina Simone influence kind of comes from?
Nina Simone, she just kind of is one of those, I just like what she does. I think just because it's so honest and true.
Right.
And so I can connect with that. So I think that that's what it is.
Since we were first introduced to you with Little Lost Girl Blues, you've been rocking the fro, man. What's up with the fro?
The fro is still alive and kicking. I really just like what it means, what it meant when people were wearing it in its heyday.
Right.
And I think that I'm, what it meant then is what I embody and still in my life now. So I don't know anything else. That's what I like.
So for those of us who may be unenlightened about the fro and the significance back in the 70s, the whole counterculture movement, can you kind of expound on that?
Well, afro in the 70s, or late 60s going into the early 70s, it was a show of empowerment, and it also was kind of a signal or a sign of kind of going against the status quo.
Right.
And more or less embracing what is beautiful about us as a people. And so symbolically, it's been other things tied to like unity, but mainly it was that empowerment, the symbol for power.
All right, now who says our artists aren't educated? So I'm sure you already knew that about N. Dumby if you bought those albums, all right? All right, so, so with that being said, what is your message? We had three albums from N. Dumby, and hopefully we're looking forward to a fourth one. What is N. Dumby trying to say?
I think what it is that is important to say is to be comfortable and okay with who we are born to be. Accept everything that comes with that, love that, embrace it, and give that to the world. And that's the best thing.
True indeed. Now that's words to the wise from my girl N. Dumby on the Diamond Soul Experience. Right now, we're going to take us a quick break and come back, build some more. I'm sure y'all all know how it goes down. Radu is asking the questions. My girl N. Dumby is requesting the wax.
Okay, I must admit, I have this pleasure that I really, really enjoy right now, and it's a song by T-Pain. Chop and Screw.
Oh, man. I actually just saw the video not long ago.
That's
the
video so fly though.
Yeah, it is ill. Well, all right, yo, man, right here on the Diamond Soul Experience for the very first time, by request from N. Dumby, is Chopped and Screwed by T-Pain featuring Ludacris.
Shawty, don't chop me. Yeah. Have you ever seen a dead beast all alone at the bar? Straight out of a magazine, and you just wanna let her know who you are. So you say, let me buy you a drink or a little conversation, if that's what you wanna do.
actually been chopped and screwed.
Have you ever been in a VIP room of your favorite strip club? And you got a shawty all on you, kissing on your neck, making you feel like she's so in love. Now you done got you a couple drinks and you're feeling like it's about that time to cuddle up.
All you ever really wanna do is just doubt me. Ludacris can't live without him, but even more, I bet you really can't live without me. You must have flipped your wig. You gotta be out your mind. Top, you screw you out of your spot.
Took some sides off my hips, baby.
IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man DJ Radu putting it down with N. Dumby. We got three albums. And over the course of those three albums, we've seen like some growth, some expansion. You know, 1999, we had Little Lost Girl Blues, which Deep is definitely one of my favorite songs ever. It stays in rotation. And on that one, you know, we had the bluesy type feel. What was going on in 1999?
It was the first time I was going to get together all my thoughts and put it into music where people could listen to it outside of myself. And so 1999 was like the first self-discovery of what I had to say in music.
Wow.
And what I could do with music. So that was my first opportunity, or the first opportunity a person got to glancing inside of what I thought about musically.
I know that you've been entertaining for quite some time. I know you started in the church. Was that scary? Was it some type of anxiety with the Little Lost Girl Blues?
I believe there were. There were certain anxieties. The first part being that I was coming out of my experience into the secular world with music would become more mainstream, was experiencing starting out being a background singer for Erykah Badu. So coming out of that and figuring out, really doing my own, putting out my own music, it was the anxiety of, I'm doing this on my own, and I really want to know what people think. I don't know how many people listen to it, but let me just try it. And, it's scary doing something new.
Right.
So it was new at the time, and my anxiety was, will anybody buy it? and that was really, really it. And the biggest thing was been trying to, how do I make the vehicle go? How do I get people to listen to what I'm doing?
Right.
And then also getting really more adept to performing in front of people, because shortly, a few years before then, I was still kind of relatively shy.
Wow. After the smoke cleared and Little Lost Girl Blues was like a critical success, how did that make you feel?
I was very, very, very happy.
Wow.
I can imagine. It was unexpected because I didn't know what people would think, and to have that many people like it, I was so happy.
2 years later, you treated us once again. 2001, we get Tuning Up and Co-Signing. What does Tuning Up and Co-Signing mean?
Tuning Up and Co-Signing is still something signifying from my days of church and the influence of church in my life. And tuning up is when a preacher is, getting a crowd riled up, he'll say certain trigger things, and it makes people get excited and really happy. And so he does it in a way that's a little more animated.
Right.
And so, when he goes into it, and the Lord says, when he does that, that's tuning up. And what the response he gets is when the crowd is like, take your time, preach out. That's co-signing, that encouraging what he's saying. So it's like call and response. So that's where that title came from.
Thank you so much for that breakdown, because I always wondered, what does this mean? It's a great album, but what does it mean?
That's what it means.
What gave you the idea to do it with the live studio session type feel?
Well, it was inspired by the fact that at the time I did not have a way to get to all the different markets or different cities, states to perform. And I wanted to see if I could create something that would give people a feel of what it might be like if they came to a show. So it's kind of an effort to do my call and get a response from an audience.
Wow.
So that was its purpose. Although there were some songs that were more studio than live, but the overall inspiration was to try to create an album where people could get a feel for what it's like if they came to a show.
Of course, we got 2005, but we're kind of wonderful. It's funkier, it's more rocked out. It includes one of my favorite songs, Insecurity. What was going on in 2005? What is A Weird Kind of Wonderful?
Well, A Weird Kind of Wonderful is just more of an extension of learning more about myself. This time I wanted to write songs that maybe were based more on my experience as opposed to finding a story to tell about someone else. So there are a lot of things that happened that were related to me directly. And the idea, the edge of it was part of coming into that part of empowering myself to feel even that much more confident in what it was that I wanted to say and how I wanted to say it.
Well, why is A Weird Kind of Wonderful just being released in the States in 2008?
Well, it's just about that. The way it started, it was just an album that was licensed in Japan. And at some point in time, people just were really interested in wanting to know where that album was. And hey, where can I get it? Where is it?
Right.
So it's, available here now for people to be able to hear that album. And, we're leading into now doing her new album that will be coming out in spring.
Yes. We're actually going to talk about that when we come back from this break. You know how it's going down. I'm asking the questions. You're requesting the wax. What are you pulling out of the box this time?
This time, I want to request Hot Pants in Summertime by the Dramatics.
Ooh, that's a great one. And that's what's going on right now on the Diamond Soul Experience in IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio.
Summertime. Soul Experience with DJ Radu, Hot 107.7.
You can blame it all on me tonight. Don't want to walk away tonight. I'll be the bigger man. You just keep on trying to push me away, but I'm not leaving. We got so far to go.
I wanna know
you'll believe in me and keep away your pride. You not by my side.
I wanna know
that you'll share with me your hopes and all your dreams.
I wanna know,
'cause baby, I love you for loving me. So glad I found you, babe. So thankful for your ways. It's such a blessing to love and be loved in return. Tried to keep myself from you, but now I finally see the truth. Ain't nobody love me like you do.
Every time that I think about our love and everything we share, I'll never leave, never let you down, 'cause I know that you'll always be there.
Everybody's talking about us and what they're saying. They don't believe that we gon' make it, but I still believe in you. You'll believe in me and keep away your pride. 'Cause I can't imagine you not by my side. That you'll share with me your hopes and all your dreams. 'Cause baby, I love you for loving me.
Durable acts navigated hard strings. Steady with the grace of God and formed an entity. Out of puppy love, greeted by your choice. Now body employs a bundle with joy. Journey onto motherhood instantly begins. Precious from conception was this little life within. Delicate and special, open arms are welcoming. Initiative for mommy to secure your innocence. Life centers around you like the rings on Saturn. You make it divine, 'cause your sweetest sacrament. And I'ma shower you with love until infinity. As long as I breathe, you get the biggest part of me.
As long as I breathe, way down deep inside, hey, you're the biggest part of me.
Oh,
as long as I breathe, way down deep inside.
So deep.
IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio. It's your man, DJ Radu, still on the line with N. Dumby, the most beautiful. You've had the opportunity to work with a wide range of artists. Jeff Bradshaw, Will.i.am, Steve the Scotsman, Harvey, Keith Young. Are there any other artists that you haven't worked with that you want to work with still at this point?
Well, you know what? Right now, what's an exciting thing is I'm getting the pleasure of working with Leon Silvers, and I'm such a fan, and I'm excited about that. Because that's one of my dreams.
Right.
So that's one thing. But I really like working with artists who just really have passion for music, really hungry, and just want to keep making great music.
Leon Silvers.
Uh-huh.
How many songs is he doing for you?
Well, we're working it out. I think that he has a large part in helping me shape this album that I'm making. That's coming out this spring.
I mentioned Steve the Scotsman Harvey, and there's been a lot of house mixes out, Ryan Trent as well, of your music. Being from Dallas, how did house play a part in your musicality?
It's funny because Dallas is not known for house. We're not a house place.
Right.
You get house is because you happen to know somebody, or you finally, you know, they're doing a lot more with it probably now, but you know somebody who knows someone who listens to house and they introduce to you. So I think the best closest response would be maybe, you know, up-tempo, like shout music and gospel, I guess.
Right.
Because, you know, the house that I really enjoy is the deep house that has the gospel influence.
Yeah.
So that is the connection, the house. Right there. And so that's what made me love it so, that real soulful gospel feeling on it.
True indeed. Now, being a Southern girl from Dallas, Texas, how fitting is it that you end up on Stax Records?
It's very fitting. I mean, I couldn't ask to be at a better place.
Wow.
It suits me the best. It's a label that had talent that was very, very revolutionary in what they were doing.
Right.
But they had a more grittier edge to them.
True.
And it just really, and you know, soulful, you know, real soulful vocals,
mm-hmm.
you know, close to that church sound.
Yeah.
And it had this thing to it, just this little hump to it. And I can identify with that. And I think it's a great home for me.
Now, before you signed to Stax, did you have a favorite Stax artist?
I actually do. My favorite is Mavis Staples, and I also like Isaac Hayes, and I like them both. Those are my two favorites. Oh, I forgot Grant Allen. Oh
man.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and then I start thinking about it, and then there's more people that are coming up, but yeah, I really like those people.
I will do top three. The Mizell's work with Rance Allen is just crazy.
Oh yeah.
Isaac Hayes, you know, recently passed. Were you able to work with Isaac Hayes before he departed?
Unfortunately, I wasn't. We had made plans to work together on this album,
mm-hmm.
but
he was not, he was traveling a lot, and his health was not, you know, always in the best place at certain times, so we were not able to really make that happen. We did, at least I got the opportunity to talk and meet with him,
mm-hmm.
and that was, you know, mind-blowing for me, mm-hmm. because, you know, I never thought I would have the opportunity to meet such a person or such a legend.
Right.
But, you know, in his own right, had made, you know, revolutionary movements, you know, being one of the first black men to win an Oscar for a soundtrack
right.
for a movie, all these things, you know, so mm-hmm. I was excited.
All right, now we've tiptoed around it. We at least know now that it's coming in the spring.
Yes.
Do you have a title for the album that we're anticipating?
I do have a title that I'm thinking about contemplating, but I really am not at liberty right now.
Okay.
I should be at liberty to say, but I have an idea of what I would think I want to call it.
All right, we're going to keep our ears peeled here in Birmingham. And how can your many fans get in contact with you?
They can get in contact with me on MySpace. I have a MySpace page. It is MySpace/Ndombe. And, you know, I definitely do answer my emails. So I look forward to them there. I have also, you know, they can get music on iTunes and CD Baby. They can get the Japanese release down CD Baby and a couple other CD places. And what else can I tell you? I'm looking forward to reaching out and getting in touch with more of the people who enjoy the music. And I'm so excited about the opportunity to have the chance to give more of the music to people in the spring.
Before we take this last break, what do you have to say to Birmingham? Or what do you want to say to Birmingham?
I'd like to say much love to Birmingham. I enjoy myself when I visited there, and I look forward to coming back and meeting with you guys and blessing as much as God allowed me to give me the opportunity to put new music out there and come and share new music with you guys. And I look forward to meeting you, and I'm so excited about an opportunity to be in the marketplace of Birmingham. And so thank you for your love and support, and I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate you as well. We appreciate three albums that we have. We are anticipating fourth album on Stax Records, Spring 2009. By now, you know the drill. So I've asked the questions, but you still have to request one more song.
And I know what it is. I'd like to request Misdemeanor by
Silver. Ooh, classic, classic. When y'all hear this song, y'all be like, I heard that song before. So
right.
That's what's going down right here on the Diamond Soul Experience on IBLS, Bama Love Soul Radio within Dumbie.
Love and devotion.
Don't
in the tracks of lost emotion.
Let it
die. It's gonna suck inside. She's so mine, but it's just a misdemeanor. You got to get over it.
Loved her from the start.
What you gonna do when I think I'm in love and I catch my girl doing me wrong? It's just another setback in his life. Like when you get your first ticket for illegal parking.
But don't you know
it's no big deal.
Take it slow.
She's not. By the new appeal, she's so mine. But it's just a misdemeanor. You got to get over it.
Loved her from the start. Love trips, setbacks, all can come.
Pick up on the
fight. Take in stride.
Love and devotion.
Don't confide.
In the tracks of lost emotion.
Let it ride.
It's gonna subside. She's so mine. But it's just a misdemeanor. You got to get over it.
What you gonna do
when I can't let her go? And my friends all tell me when I'm playing the fool.
Too bad.
She makes me feel so out of place. But then you're gonna realize you find yourself pulling over.
But don't you know
it's no big deal.
Take it slow.
She's not for real.
Let it go.
By the new appeal, she's so mine.
It's hard.
But it's
it? Cool, I'm with it. Like a rhythm flip you, shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you escape through. Going like a gnat, don't be a punk. And I let it play cause dress is funky and I... Rasta! Smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the fuck and do the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the station in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. When I'm P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage, see the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a court. So and it's my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough, and it's not a buff, I think I'll let it play, cause dreads ain't fucking up. Hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click, and with no rehearses, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the bitch, with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles, is the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close, cause of knowing. There's no stuff in the dock when I am going. But in me a bit, someone will try to juice this. Stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless.
For the next album, I'll come up with another ad-lib to revolutionize the game. Cause Red was the first one that came up with, Woo! My grown man, Dig it. You see, I do it for the peace of mind. Cease firing my thoughts, ease tiring the war. Dog, I'm only trying to seek the vine. Meaning to what life is brought. Tighter than biker shorts. Money on life support. Respirator paper. I'm at the end of my rope. Below await the gators. Full of vengeance cause their families on the feet of players. Pimps who primp eat shrimp, lobster, catered. For a second I was looking like a matzo maker. Waiting for the rise. No ingredient for leaving in. But I researched and now I got the data. Yeast for the street. Leave it in through the evening. Until my account breathe again. Game face on. It ain't shit funny but comedians. And don't nothing move but the moolah. If you ain't on crew pop, see me when you see me.
My
in
life, the life that we live.
My love, thing that keeps me focused.
My music,
the punk.
Life ain't shit but love, money and music.
My life, the life that we live.
My love, thing that keeps me focused.
My music,
the punk.
Life ain't shit but love, money and music.
The 206. You know this, the place to be if you blow piff. Medical car, see the doctor on some Kumo shit. Yeah. Split the blunt after you fold it, you gon' trip. Been happy on some pimp shit. New clothes kicks. Little mommy stroking the mink like, you so crisp. If you notice, these fools know tricks to scoop your bitch, so keep your game tight. Don't lose your grip like Jeremy Stevens. It's not the place to be if you're barely eating. Wintertime is the therapy season. Yeah. They say the overcast depresses and stunts growth, but them ain't rain clouds. My nigga, that's blunt smoke.
Damn, it feels good to talk about home.
Welcome to Seattle, where the sun goes down.
Damn, it feels good to talk about home.
Let's take them back to the scene, yo. Show them what I mean, no. Shark bar, art bar, Oscars, Dino. Streets, fish grease, same thing. Better weed, though. Dark days, vice nights, Oscars, King Cole. News travels word of mouth. I know you heard about dude turn state. He been talking to Curly Cows about J-U-O-S-L-P. M-O-A, Valley Hood, East U, Deuce 8, South Side, West Side. The dilapidated, gentrified. 40 ounce for breakfast, macchiato when I'm high. Promise to make a mind. She let me get it, rain, sleet, and shine. Yeah, that's Seattle state of mind.
Damn, it feels good to talk about home.
What's
to talk about home.
Rise and shine, bitches, check how Seattle do. The flow sick shit, call it Seattle flu. Out of town, acting wild, my Seattle crew. Run this Jake track just like Seattle slew. And the green that we blow from Seattle too. That was grown in a lab at Seattle U. At Questfield, 12th man, my Seattle dude. Nate Burleson wearing that Seattle blue. Bosworth made all of Seattle blue. The Sonics let Kim go.
Seattle's through.
I read Seattle Times, I watch Seattle News. I hope Seattle win. I watch Seattle lose.
Westland, the Westland.
Damn, it feels good to talk about home. Damn, it feels good to talk about home.
Soul.
The Diamond Soul Experience
on the all new Hot 107.7.
Wasn't easy being you. You walk the way no one would know it. No one should ever hurt you. As beautiful as you are, your smile it shows it. So hold your head up high. Never
see what they see.
Hi. What's up, y'all? This is Darian, and you are listening to Birmingham's number one soul brother, DJ Radu, on the Diamond Soul Experience.
For you soul, the Diamond Soul Experience. Hot 107.7.
Hey!
Raise your head and go on and back the stairs. You can find it, there's a will and you're
on. And if you stumble, get on up and go on. So here's to your health. When you're at peace with yourself, you're at peace with the world.
Hot 107.7 is throwing it back with the number one soul brother, Radu, Radu.
The way that I feel.
on the all new Hot 107.7.
Hot 107.7.